MARTA CEO Keith Parker's sales pitch to Clayton highlighted economic development and job creation.
MARTA is hiring bus operators, rail folks, engineers, station agents, you name it. And we would hold those job fairs right here in this area.
Parker didn't lay out any plans on how a possible MARTA expansion into Clayton would work. Parker, however, assured commissioners they'd be able to customize the system to fit the county's needs.
We would work with you, your planners, along with our planning team, and in all likelihood, the way we typically do these is go out to the community and find out where they want to go and then develop the service plan around that.
Clayton has been without a mass transit option since its former MARTA-operated bus system, C-Tran, was shut down in 2010 amid county budget shortfalls. Local officials and community members have been demanding a transit revival, but how the county will do that is still in question. State lawmakers this year passed legislation permitting the county to adopt a penny sales tax to fund mass transit. However, Clayton Board Chairman Jeff Turner says that legislation only permits for a binding resolution, meaning the options under the law are either MARTA or nothing. Turner says despite that stipulation, Clayton is still exploring options outside of MARTA.
The majority of the citizens of Clayton County vote down joining MARTA. We still need transit.
Turner said Parker's presentation answered some lingering questions, but he's still trying to determine whether the transit system is a good fit for Clayton. It's a concern shared by resident Larry O'Keefe.
Look at South Fulton as opposed to how North Fulton and the Dunwoody area is served. My fear, and I hope that my fear can be alleviated, my fear is that we would become a cash cow for MARTA.
The county has until July to determine whether to put the referendum on the November ballot. Michelle Aloy, WABE News.